You're listening to the show about meeting gods and disrespecting gods. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right. It's D&D time. D&D.
Yay!
Finally, after... Hello. How long has it been since we've started this? 4.5 years? 5.5?
What?
Why?
I bought the license for my soundboard.
Really has no idea what you're talking
about. This
needs to go in the wiki.
Uh-huh.
Wait, where's Craig? Where's Craig? Is Craig here?
Oh shit, Craig.
Also, hi, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. My voice sounds a little bit different.
Your voice sounds sexy.
Well, thank you, Adam. Mm-hmm.
You've got those bassy tones coming through.
Yep, that's really good.
KT was just editing an episode where I almost referred to Alex as babe.
Yeah, who was the best. And he said bae because he didn't say babe. And then I'm like, wait, did you just say bae? And you were like, yeah, I call Alex bae. And we were like, yay! It was very cute. It's adorable.
And I was like, okay, keep going, babe.
Yeah.
It's very cute. Babe.
F me in the B.
Uh-oh, F you in the B.
I downloaded the license as part of a process, and now I need to do this real quick. Give me... Okay. Oh, that was very quick. Okay, never mind.
We leveled up our characters, and
yeah.
Somehow in my mind, there's this weird level-up sound effect that keeps playing. Are you laughing at my... What are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing at the panicked rustling. Because I said we leveled our characters.
I totally forgot to level up.
We're all done.
Oh, no.
Finished. And right. Everyone knows what their next level characters can do. And so I was thinking about this sound effect keeps playing over and over in my head. But it's some kind of like... item getting sound effect from the Strider video game on the Nintendo.
These people are all too young to know that video game.
Probably ever.
No, I know. Strider. Everybody, listen. Here, this is what it is.
That's it.
Jeez. I don't even know what Strider is, but I did have a Nintendo.
So I was just trying to. Well, while you're like downloading your soundboard license, I was trying to find that sound effect.
Look at this picture.
They are smacking each other around.
That's like a game that would have a choose your own adventure book based on.
Yeah, I know it does look like a choose your own.
Yeah. 1989.
I had two of those when I was a kid. Choose your own adventure Nintendo books.
Oh, really?
When I was 30 years old.
One was Blaster Master.
30?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked it up. Yeah, Blaster Master. Is it the same? When was Blaster Master?
What are you, 70?
You were like 20.
Yeah,
Blaster Master. I don't know. It's another NES game, but I had a choose your own adventure book based on it.
Oh,
and then I had another one too. Nope, I never had a Nintendo.
I had a Nintendo,
but I had books.
I had a Nintendo when everyone else was on to N64s and stuff.
And then the other one I had was Ninja Gaiden.
Oh yeah, you mean the book?
Yes, the choose your own adventure book. There was a series of NES choose your own adventure. Books. I loved those books. I read them so many times, but I never played the games.
So, have we rolled HP dice or anything?
Well, the rest of us have.
Shut up.
I haven't.
I mean, I think I did it right.
Did you?
I feel like such a big girl now that I did it all by myself. I didn't even ask Alex to look at it.
You asked me a question or two.
Not a bunch.
You did? I missed it all.
I just blathered.
You asked one real question and then a joke question.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
What? What's interesting?
I am not at liberty to say.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I'm looking ahead. I'm looking at, like, future levels for Roscoe. Uh-huh. And I'm like, and I'm doing some counting and I'm doing some calculations. And I, it's interesting, kind of some of the things that.
That's good. Because a little peek behind the curtain, Adam's character is maybe less min-maxed than KT's character.
That's
is.
Not possible. It's not possible.
Oh, you have no idea.
It's bad.
I love it. That's great. Like, that's my favorite kind of character.
You know how Bathwack gave away like half his hit points to Will?
Yeah.
He has more hit points than Roscoe does.
Oh, yeah. I have a... Oh, Bathwack has more? Oh, poor Roscoe. His pants are ripped at the back.
Oh, they still are.
They really are. What
min-max means.
So, like, Abby, some people are really good at using the rules to their advantage and, like, doubling scores and things. It's, like, mathematical, and it's, like, totally a cool way to play, but I don't...
all the right choices to make your character as strong as it possibly can be at the expense of anything else.
Okay.
Right, I guess. I mean, so, like, you could
minimizing
still,
the bad
you could still
and
make a really cool character.
You could, yeah. But like that's not the goal.
Yeah, the goal is but like
specifically
to make
with
min
max is about the statistical whatever.
And like looking in the rule book to see looking to see if there are like loopholes or like things like that. Yeah. To
right,
kind
like
of
if
make.
I take this and do this and then it like combos off of itself and I have
and for cool. some people it's that's like a that's a fun way of engaging with D&D. It's a play style.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's cool.
They would hate my game. Because it would not matter.
I have to tell you a quick story before we recap. Which is that I took my son to ring some bells today because there were visiting ringers from Smith College who came to the school to ring in the tower. Bell ringers do that. They travel and they do. But so he went upstairs and started ringing. And I came in a little bit later. I was actually working on the recap. And then I came up. And as I came in, the person at the tower captain, Mr. Austin, said, your son outed you. And then he took something and rolled it at me. And I thought it was like a rubber bouncy ball, but then it stopped and it was a D20.
Oh my gosh.
And my first reaction was like, do you just carry one around all the time for luck?
The tower captain does.
And he's like, I carry it around to remind myself to play more games, which was so cute.
What a cutie.
But I guess he has a few games going, so I need to talk to him about it. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was very cute. It was very funny.
He's like doubly nerdy. That's amazing.
I know.
He's a bell ringer.
No, he's a tower captain.
He's a tower. Okay, three ways. Captain. Not just like...
And
a mathy bell guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Math, bells, tower captain. I didn't even know what that was. Yeah. And D&D.
Yeah.
And carrying a D20 in his pocket at all. I want to meet this person. That's amazing.
So funny.
That's exactly the best kind of person.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So,
that's great.
Anyway, I had to tell you guys that's really that cool. Story. Which is
so cute.
He's really cool.
I bet he is. I love it. I love, like, it's so funny. That's like one of Archer's friend's moms was telling me how her son went to school on May the 4th with a Jedi costume and she was like all embarrassed. And I'm like, yes. And I was like, this is the best. She wasn't like all embarrassed. She's not an embarrassed person, but like she was like embarrassed for him kind of. And I was like,
he would be like made fun of, right?
And I was like, this is why I love your son, because he knows who he is and he doesn't care. Like this kid is just so fully himself all the time. Like it's very cool. Like, and also I feel like any nerdy signs are the ways that I can tell I might be able to be friends with somebody if they are like into math and bells. They're probably going to be a great friend
and not worried about you knowing.
Yes, exactly. Right. Because then they're just themselves, right? Exactly. Right. I love it.
That's great.
You're like, how's my sound, Borg? Soundborg.
Like, I know that I always delay the start, so I'm always like, wait, is this the point at which if I don't say anything, KT will
go.
Be like, you have to tell us a start.
Yeah, well,
start. I already played this sound.
Oh, you did? I forgot.
I did.
Oops.
Yeah. But now I have a recap that
Craig
I can play.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, you can play the recap.
We hadn't started Craig. Oh, should I play this for Craig? Here you go, Craig. It's really such a good starting song.
Yeah.
I tried that other song. It didn't ever
work. We didn't like it.
No. Abby hated it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't rousing.
Do you know what Abby loves, though?
That was Adam's first experience. His eyes were very wide at first. He was.
Oh, he's heard that.
No, it was his first experience in game. I'm sure he's heard it. He's never been had that played at him. That? No way.
I can't believe you got me with that. I can't believe I didn't expect it.
No.
You're like, there's so many things on his soundboard that could be terrible.
I thought you were going to start my recap with it or something. Oh, with the next sound. I was like,
I could do that. Should I do that?
Yes.
Go ahead,
previously
do it.
On
I'm
Pork
so
Fried Dice.
And now, Pigs in. I mean... In Lake! Featuring Perpetually Perplexed Roscoe, Basically Bemused Bathwack, Uselessly Irate Will, That Scallywag Ragamuffin Rapscallion Rafina, and Mostly Unhelpfully Cosmic But Life-Affirming Fish God! When we last left the PFD crew, we were learning some pretty interesting stuff. Savanok had been vanquished, but he turned out to be a mere fraction of our adventurers' troubles. Just one tine on the rake of depraved gods in the Zen Garden of Reality in Six Rivers, which means our crew is up to their necks in the sands of chaos. In his maddeningly casual way, Ian the Fish God reveals that these splinters of evil have broken out of Barovia, thanks, Strahd, and have dispersed to all the places we haven't been to, including some hometowns that some of us had never intended to visit. Increasing Will's apoplexy is the news that in this reality, Tivoli doesn't even exist. You can't go home again, literally. Meanwhile, in a parallel reality, Rafina has discovered a bear toggle she recognizes up at the surface, along with the ding version of their ship, carrying her good buddy Mo, plus deadly adversary Halula. Rafina learns these companions' memories seem to be in the process of dissimulating recent events. So she promptly frees Halula, which is likely to cause some future chagrin with a certain mustachioed gentleman. Back at the lake's floor, Ian the Fish God offers some gifts. Roscoe learns he is really very, very extremely old, and that some force is working to prevent him from regaining memories of his past. Roscoe asks for a billion or so gold pieces and surprises the crew when the purse he puts the gold into appears to have added no weight.
Amazing.
Bathwack mysteriously does not ask for the power to fly, but does ask to touch the fin of the fish god. He also receives a scroll straight from the belly of the fish via its strangely human tongue, with instructions to insert it down Clockface's throat to cure him. The scroll, not the tongue. Will receives protection from being stolen from, especially from, Ricardo Ulysses. Will we ever find out what was stolen from him last time? Will the party ever be reunited across these realities? What has Shimi been up to this whole time? Will Bathwack ever set foot inside the flying boots? Is there a mustard-scented half-Roscoe, half-Fairy Queen baby running around in some future reality? Find out, maybe, on Piffed in
Wow! Did you like loop the song, or did you time it that perfectly? That
was insane. No, I had to like loop it.
That was so good. I didn't notice that it was looped at all. It was so good.
That's hard to do. We've done that a lot of times.
Yeah,
I could tell. I could tell where the seams were. It was not seamless.
We couldn't.
But...
Well, you were listening for them because you made them.
Right, yeah. That was so good. That was amazing.
I got to watch so much Muppets, so much Pigs in Space in preparation. It was so fun.
So amazing.
I haven't seen Muppets in Space. I need to.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen the movie, but the old Pigs in Space clips are pretty ridiculous. Oh, okay. They're great. Yeah, yeah, that was my inspiration.
But... That was, like, exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah. I know. I want to listen again.
What's going to happen next? I don't know.
I know. Oh, God. You're the... Yeah.
Shit.
So anyway, here we are. So I believe that the rest of the party has breached the surface of the then lake, now river, if I recall correctly. I think you were on your way.
Yeah, we might be swimming.
I thought like the end was like... And next time on Pork Fried
Okay,
Dice.
Maybe, but I didn't. We didn't talk to each other or anything either. We haven't seen Rafina yet. There was no reunion. Basically. Don't All deny right. us
so
the reunion!
Either the splash began last week or it's just begun now. Okay. But the splash is continuing.
Okay.
As you all breach the surface of the now Beartoggle River.
Reverse cannonball.
Exactly.
It's very
That's why comes up butt first, clenching his knees to his chest.
Whoa.
So he can breathe more quickly. Except he can breathe underwater.
He can breathe anyway, yeah. Okay.
And yeah, you guys find yourself in a large river, right in front of the prow of a ship you recognize. As referenced in the recap, the ding version of your boat. And up on top there, you can see Rafina and Mo having a lively, jovial conversation.
Okay, so how was it down there?
Very... Oh, it wasn't wet. Because we were breathing underwater...
Oh, so I didn't notice a bubble around you?
No.
Did you dry?
No, it's like this thing that remember the fish, the other
yeah, the rainbow trout.
Yes, yes, exactly. And he
I remember all gods that you guys meet.
Yeah.
I not meet. Like anglerfish.
You would have really liked the anglerfish. Yes.
Yes, I do like anglerfish.
He was a little infuriating. But you still would have loved him, and I'm very sad you couldn't meet him. But what else did I want to? Oh, there was a bicycle. I hope they remember to bring my bicycle.
Oh no!
Oh no! If they don't, will you be mad?
I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose it.
Here, you want my knife?
He holds out his knife.
Stop!
Yes! Yes! I teach you. Who you stabbed first?
But Mo, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been on this boat for what feels like a year, but it's only been like 3 days. I feel like lots of people probably miss me.
What have you eaten? Little bits of Halula?
Oh, no. I'm not supposed to hurt her. Just keep her tied up forever till you let her go.
Will be
it's
so
like
proud
all the work I do had no point.
What'd you say?
I said it like all the work I do had no point.
Oh, no.
It wasn't not much work. She not tried to get away more than a couple times. I feed her and I fish. I go fishing.
You fished and ate the fish. That's really good.
Yeah.
We did miss you a whole lot. We occasionally, very occasionally, very often, I should say, wondered how you were.
Is everybody alive still?
Let me count. Well, do you remember Gwen?
Yeah.
Oh.
She turned into a statue.
Oh. Underwater?
I want to point out that Shimi did not remember Gwen, and apparently Mo remembers Gwen. That's weird.
Right.
I'm going to write that down. That's weird. What? Is that an inconsistency or what?
Alex, take a note.
What?
Alex has become a statue.
So Gwen is statue somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Or
is
still?
Memorialized.
She still is.
Well, I don't know. We should probably go look once we've reunited with our friends. But she was memorialized for her her bravery in during the Pineapple Wars, and so that's confusing.
I mean, but... it's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. It's okay.
Yeah. Right,
so
you missed me, didn't you?
I did miss you, Mo. You simplify everything.
Thank you.
Well, and you know what else? When I came out of the water, I felt stronger.
Ooh,
weirdly, it was just so nice to come out and recognize my bear toggle. Because I don't know. Do you remember how it was different? You sort of remember and you sort of don't.
Kind of, yes, no.
Yeah.
But like, this feels right.
Yeah. Now, how about my memories? Are they like, they're like linear, right?
I don't know. What do
I'm
you
not
think?
Asking you, Mo.
Such a butthole.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So Gwen is statue. Everyone else dead?
Did you meet Shimi? Of course you met Shimi.
Yes.
Shimi's alive, and guess what?
Huh.
We have a new guy.
A new guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me all about him.
Okay.
Spill the tea, Morfina.
I check my water, my pouch, and make sure nothing is spilled. Thank you for that reminder. His name is Roscoe, and you will love him.
Oh, okay.
He smells like a hot dog. But don't eat him. Don't eat him, please, because we are very interested in him and by him and for his future. We're interested for his future. Something about a tiger and the circus and he has a pet rutabaga and he has a dog and So you're going to like this guy. He seems a little fuzzy about his past. But aren't we all?
Most of you seem to be, yes.
Yeah.
That seems right in line with all the rest of you.
You're also a little fuzzy about your past.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I grew up in Hole Underground. I not like Chilchara. I want to kill him. He dead. Now I'm with you. The end.
Wow.
Ooh, I can actually... do what has always gone through my head ever since Chiltera was introduced on the podcast.
Oh, now that you've heard the word said, you can make some reference to a song lyric or something.
Ooh.
It's I mean, it's nothing big. It's just Chiltera, Chira. Whatever will be, will be.
That's amazing.
Chiltera, Chira. I love it.
That could have been a recap.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
I know, that would have been a good one, man.
So, Bathwick, not dead?
Bathwick, not dead.
Will not dead?
Will not dead.
Gwen statue. Maybe dead?
The statue seems to imply dead.
Okay. And then Roscoe knew he have dog and rutabaga. As pets, and he alive?
He was still alive in the dimension I last saw him in.
And he smelled like warm dog.
Yes, he smells like, like the things that you put onto a sausage before you eat the sausage.
Okay. Where do you guys go next?
Next we are going, well, I thought... we were going to, I'm not even going to stay, Mo, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's changed, but we'll find out. Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot
Did you get any clarity on your goals in life or what you want to accomplish or
yes.
Do you stay here? This is your home.
Yes. I realize that it's very important that I, learn how to make a perfect bowl of oatmeal. So I'm hoping that in the places we go next, there will be some oatmeal connoisseurs that can talk to me about this.
Yeah. So you stay with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is my bear toggle, and I just wanted to check and make sure it was okay.
Oh.
All right.
And it's finally okay.
It not need fairy person?
Fairy person.
F-E-R-R-Y.
F-E-R-R-Y. Fairy.
What?
Wait a
second.
What is
happening in Abby's head?
Oh, no.
What is... Oh, what?
Fairy. Fairy. Oh, fairy!
Jesus Lord! What just happened? I was like, did Eric whisper something to Abby on too. Roll 20? That, yeah, like, Abby... Rafina no longer knows what a fairy is.
Yeah! That was
but no,
big.
it's just Abby having a brain hiccup.
It's like F-E-R. You mean like Ferris wheel?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Is this iron? What does this mean?
And yes.
I was stuck on the fairy queen and the...
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Yeah. That's why I spelled it for you.
Oh, no. What happened to you, Rafina?
I'm sorry. I just had a stroke, but I'm better now.
Okay.
I'm better now. Yes. No, they seem to be getting along well without me. Do you see those little tiny sticks that are moving across, back and forth across the river?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, those are little scoochy bugs, the little skitter bugs, the water scoochy bugs, and they're
Swatter
pushing
scoochy,
and they're pushing. They're the new raft. They're the new farriers. And if you look really close to those little sticks, there are tiny ants on them. So they're now getting back and forth just fine with the scoochiers.
There are ants on stick bugs, and those are the new fairies in this river. This is the best.
Did you train them?
Incredible.
They learn. They learn from my aura.
So they watch you and then take your business, and that's why you leave?
Don't tell them about my museum. Ixnay on the museum. Yes.
Okay.
No, they didn't steal my business. They just filled a void where it was needed.
Okay.
I'm going to interpret this as like Rafina acting kind, but she's saying don't tell them about the dead bug museum because I'm really like a dead bug murderer.
Right.
Like, I'm
a
bug murderer. She is the serial killer. She just hunts every bug and has this dead bug museum.
It's such a mystery. Out of character, like, I'm never going to find out whether or not I really was a serial killer in that dimension. Like, what the heck? Is
Eric,
that even possible?
This is what he does. I had the same thought. I was like, wait a second. Are we ever going to see the Rafina that we've heard? And Eric does this. And so I don't know.
Must be nice.
It's weird that like, okay,
no,
we were at the bottom of a lake and then we came up and then it was a river. Did the other world disappear? Are they still, is it like, are we layered dimensions? Because I don't know. What is it? I'm not going to ask any questions. I know. Change of bounds. I'm not asking. Sorry.
The bear toggle delta.
This is actually perfect, though, because last session, like,
yeah,
was so Rafina light.
Yes.
And so it makes sense for this session to start with a bunch of Rafina.
I felt so bad.
I had said to Eric, I was like, you should ask Abby if she would want to do, like, an extra thing, like, on the side, just you and her.
And I was that's a great idea.
And then that was the end. And now it's Saturday already. So I'm glad you got to do that. Or still go. I love listening. Sorry. I loved when you were like, it's totally okay. And inside, it's like Kill Bill music in your brain.
All right.
I need to know.
So Mo and Rafina are having this nice conversation, and then skploosh.
What's the boop boop boop?
Three heads popping through the surface of the river. Boop boop boop.
Yonder, okay. Will Ho.
Yeah.
What?
Will.
Hi Ho.
Over here, Roscoe, come meet Mo.
Oh, hi guys.
Wait a second. Hey, this is back. Not a lake. What is going on?
I think we're like trudging through the water. How deep is the river? It's up to our waists.
It's like a
in your vision before.
Has Roscoe always, no, in his time in Bear Toggle, it's always been a lake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. So is anything happening to his memories?
Not really.
Aside from my own shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
all that
true.
Fucking shit. Yeah. And Adam's shit.
I think yeah. Will is just like really like looking at Rafina with his hands up like, what? River? Is this the river? Is this good?
This is great. This is it.
What the fuck happened up here?
Roscoe, I think something got mended. And now this is the bear toggle that I knew. And knew.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
My name's Roscoe LaFleur. And now I can talk. Hi, Mo.
And this is Mo.
Can you just, like, already, can you imagine how these conversations are going to go?
No.
Because this is insane. This is very overwhelming already.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we're participating.
Mo.
Yeah, we are.
Mo, we met the angler.
Oh, hi, Pathway.
Hey.
I know, I hear. And oh. I not get to meet.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, this is great.
Mo, sorry, Roscoe.
I was thinking maybe they could throw down like a rope or something so that we could have this conversation on the boat.
I mean, you could like just come up. It's not that hard.
It's only ding.
It's Roscoe, a ding ding version.
But look at Roscoe. That's Mo. This is Mo, a 7 foot tall, muscled lizard person.
I jump off.
Talking to Roscoe.
This only holds 4 people, so I jump off and you guys get on.
Rafina reaches out and grabs one of the little floating sticks that has ants on it, and I extend it to Roscoe.
Oh, they're right there.
Roscoe very demurely, like, thank you. And he climbs up very daintily up onto the ding boat.
There's an ant on your thumb that you don't notice, and it comes onto the boat with us.
Cool. Anyway, what were you going to say, Batwack? Let's, now that we're out of the water, I mean, that was fun water adventure and all, but let's have a conversation episode again.
Mo, I just...
That's most of our episodes. Go on, Batwack.
I was thinking of you, Mo. I know you wanted to meet the angler, and you didn't get to.
No.
But I touched the angler's fin, and that's the last thing that I touched. And now I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder. And Bathback puts his hand out on his, like...
All right, Mo closes his eyes and just, like, calmly just waits.
I have no idea what's going to happen. But I'll wait, too.
All right, so they're frozen.
I'm frozen. I think I'm watching. Will's watching. He's looking around and watching. That's all I'm doing.
All right. Okay. That's enough time. I'll look.
I look away. Sorry.
I feel him. I feel his presence.
So, are we going to meet any other gods?
Wait a second. You were really excited about this.
Yes.
And now you're just going to, it's all gods. It's just, you would just want to meet all of them.
Yeah.
Well.
Right?
Cool. That's great.
Don't you?
Sure. Yes.
You don't sound sincere.
Yeah, well, I'll go with you. That's for sure. If you want to do it, sure.
Are we going to meet more?
Sorry, that door slammed. What'd you say?
It's not your fault. I said really weird. I said...
Oh, no. A tuna pops out of his mouth. A whole tuna.
A big tuna pop out the mouth.
Roscoe's like, yeah, this is my kind of guy.
I say, are we going to meet more?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's better.
I need to catch up, though, guys, because you took a long time to come up, I think, based on whatever I consider to be time. But, where's our fish? Where's our fish god? I take it he couldn't come.
We tell Rafina everything.
Yeah. Will is not climbed into the boat. He is staying in the water and he's looking in the river and he's getting more and more angry as time passes.
All right. So Will is at the apex of his angriness, which takes about 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And
butthole.
Then all of a sudden, there's some bubbles popping up. And from the surface of the water, or from underneath the water, breaching the surface, you see a glass rectangular box breaching the surface of the water.
And
it looks like it's kind of floating along.
Will goes right over to it and tries to grab whatever is there.
Okay.
That would be a handle, he assumes.
You don't find a handle, but you can grasp sort of the edges of this rectangular box. It's about a foot wide, maybe 2 or 3 foot long.
Okay.
It's full of water, but you can like kind of tilt it up. It's pretty heavy, actually. Give me a strength check.
Okay.
Guys, D&D.
This is my worst check.
I know.
You butt.
Sorry, give me a performance check.
Give me a sleight of hand check. Did it do it?
All right, 14. Yep.
Oh, that's not
You're
bad.
Able to sort of heft it out of the water and pour out the water out of this glass box and...
Well, am I going over to the shore? Because I'm not going on the boat. I'm dragging it to shore.
You can pour out some of the water to make the...
Yeah.
And then it becomes easier as you get closer to shore. It feels like it's almost pulling itself over. And as you clear the water, so it is a glass rectangular box, about half full of water. It's about a foot and a half deep, in addition to the other dimensions I already described. And it looks very similar to Rafina's old terrarium, with a few notable exceptions.
Okay. Well, would I notice? I'm gesturing for Rafina.
Oh, it's very clear.
Yeah.
So first off, the terrarium, rather than being...
Can I get Rafina's reaction?
Yeah, you can.
I really want to know what Rafina does when Will's pulling a terrarium out of the river.
Will! That
it's a terrarium, it better be good.
Will looks at the DM.
Yes, Will did look at the DM.
The guy said it was a good terrarium. I don't know. It better be.
Fell off the back of a truck, fell off the back of an anglerfish. fell out of the mouth of an anglerfish.
The biggest difference that everybody's able to see right off the bat is rather than like kind of perched on the apparatus with wheels that you pull along behind you, it has beneath it these animated legs that it's just walking along. That's why it got easier as you got closer to the shore. It was able to reach the bottom.
What? Oh my God.
Walking along.
Are they wood? Like, what are they made of?
The legs look like an old... like wooden table where the legs are kind of like curved
feet.
And like end in like lion paws almost.
My God!
Like those. And they're just walking. And then within the terrarium, it's almost like the bottom of like an aquarium where there's like different like structures that people sometimes put in, right?
Yeah.
For the fish to swim in and out of. But there, it looks like there's like a small scale model of a town. And Will, you're able to immediately recognize it as a model of Tivoli.
Whoa! What?
Oh my God. Wait, whoa! What? Rafina! Wait a second! I got this for you, but this is mine!
Will.
No! Don't touch anything!
She's still on the boat.
Oh, yeah? Because he was gesturing her over, but now he's like, stay away from the terrarium.
Will, did you put your toys in there? What is that? No,
there's a town. That's Tivoli. That's fucking bizarre. Okay, I look at it more. I inspect it. Inspection roll.
Inspection roll.
It's a model of Tivoli. Yeah. Will's like...
It's just like little buildings and everything. You recognize like a lot of it's, you know, it's not like perfect and, you know, it's... Tivoli's too big to fit in a terrarium in high detail, but
But where there is supposed to be a brothel, there's a dam.
Uh-oh, dams everywhere. Splinters are dams.
No dams. Yeah, it looks like the Tivoli you remember.
Okay. That's Tivoli. I reach down and I guess I try to... It looks like a model. Like, it doesn't look like I'm looking into something magical and it looks like a town that if I reach it, I'm going to kill people. Mm-mm. So I'm going to reach down and pick up something. Or, like, if I feel like I'm not messing up a magic spell or something.
You reach down in, it's attached to the bottom of the terrarium.
Are there little tiny people in it?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, that's what Will's looking for. He gets down in the mud on the bank with his pants. Looking he's all wet in. Anyway, and he's all just right. peering
Give
in.
Give me an investigation check.
Oh my God. He's not paying attention if anyone else is coming near anymore.
17.
Wow.
All right. So from behind one of the buildings, you see the end of what you're easily able to recognize with a 17 investigation as the end of the tail of a scorpion.
Wait. Whoa. Wait. Ooh. Like it disappears behind a building?
No, you see it poking up over the back of a building.
Oh, like it's stationary?
Yeah, like, and you take a closer look and you see what you recognize as the warping scorpion.
Oh my God. Rafina! Will's just like, now he's gesturing again. He goes from gesturing to not going
away. I'm
getting
mixed signals.
And he's like, it's like,
Will,
you know, when you're at the zoo and he's like, you know, he's look, it's right there. See, if you look past that bill. And then he's like circling the tank and he's trying to show Rafina, like, what does this mean? I never really looked in your terrarium before. It was kind of scary. And now I'm looking and this is, I don't know what to think.
You see a scorpion, you said?
Yeah, it's the warping scorpion in there. Can I see it when we
You can point
move
it out
around?
And then Rafina, you can yeah. see it. You don't have to make a check or anything.
Is your ankle still there?
I look down at my ankle.
It's not there.
Nope.
Well, maybe we need to give the warping scorpion some crickets.
Rafina, I think if anyone knows how to take care of a warping scorpion, it would be you.
I give it the ant that came in the boat.
Oh, it runs over, God. Stabs the fuck out of it, and eats it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm not doing that again.
Is this the ant that you had had ended up on Roscoe?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give its family a refund for its ferry trip.
Because Roscoe's mortified because during this interaction, like, he totally became aware of the ant and befriended it and was, like, being very cute with the ant. And then he just had the saw. I asked you, Eric, not to introduce somebody that my character cared about and then have it be killed.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, that ant was your son.
Oh no! That was Roscoe's fairy queen child.
Oh no! It makes sense. It was just Roscoe's an ant
monogamous.
Riding a river.
Confirmed.
But... Oh, he's monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So the scorpion.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, you like gods, Mo? What does this mean?
That's right, Mo.
Yeah, no. I feel. Well, it's gonna be. I'm gonna like. Merge and I'm gonna drift into just doing Mo. God damn it. I'm Roscoe LaFleur and I feel stronger than ever. Something about that interaction with that god, I feel a lot stronger now. And as part of that, I feel like I have better survivalist skills. And will currently in this moment decide that until my next long rest, I have better chances of surviving situations that require wisdom. So that I'm just saying that for the record.
Good.
Noted.
I thought maybe you were going to say that and then stick your hand in and get stung by the scorpion or something, but...
Yeah, that's very funny. And if but I... Yeah, he...
You might disappear, so I recommend not. Hey!
What?
No, I'm yelling at the terrarium.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hey! He's just looking at the glass and now he's going to tap on it because he's never seen a sign. He's never been to a zoo that says don't tap on the glass.
Nope.
In Tivoli, the zoo's just you punch the glass if you want. You steal the animals. No, I'm just kidding. There's no zoo in Tivoli. No animals are allowed there.
Oh, there's a zoo, but it's fucked up.
Oh, shit. Probably. Oh, no. It's like a people zoo, but like not like, oh, no, not that. Like sex stuff is what I mean. Yeah. Like good stuff.
Consent?
Consensual stuff. It's a people zoo. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Yeah, he's tapping on the glass.
He's trying.
You can tap on the glass all you want in those zoos. All right. Yeah, you're tapping on the glass.
It's not moving.
Not really. I mean, it's alive.
Yeah, but it's not reacting.
Not really. No.
This god isn't still reacting.
It's crunching on its ant.
Ugh! Yuck!
Wait, it's chewing. It's eating it.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was just okay.
You'd think that, like, if you were a god, you'd want to eat steak or something, even if you were a bug. But this thing is eating ants.
Well, we have learned that the gods are not infallible around here. They just, like, some of them are evil. Some of them can get captured. Some of them aren't very helpful. So it's, you know, we're never safe from surprises till we're dead.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Ouch.
Will really hates being surprised.
Yes, I think so.
This is the best present ever. Thank you so much, Will. Are you going to let me pull it? And also, did you remember my bike?
I never rode the bike. I don't know where the bike was. I'm sorry. I got you a terrarium, though. But it has my town in it. What does that mean? Why is my town in a terrarium? Is it, what does it mean?
I'm sure it's a symbol that I carry your home in my heart.
Okay, but like, what if you crush it or populate it with bugs? Is that going to mean like...
Well, we have to. We have to feed the scorpion.
Oh, God. But what if that like somehow translates into this world or
start
something?
Filling, filling Tivoli with dirt.
Oh, no.
And twigs.
No.
Are you not going to let me put anything in it then?
You know, this is your gift, Will says, looking like he wishes he didn't give it to Rafina for just a second. And then he's like, it's your gift. It's not my town. It's just a tank.
It had been crouching down on its, like, back terrarium legs, kind of pointed up towards Will. And then when Will finally is like, it's your gift, then it turns and waddles up over towards Rafina. Oh,
that's awesome.
I want to think of a good name for you. Tara is too obvious. We're not going with
it. Oh, my gosh, that's cute. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe uranium. Wait, no, that doesn't really work. Terrarium, uranium, the terrarium. No, that's just silly. Okay, we'll keep thinking. Hello, terrarium. Okay, I very gingerly place an object from one of my lanky packs. It's gonna be a matchbox. I very gingerly place it into the terrarium and see what happens.
Okay, it's sitting in there.
Does the scorpion care?
It like kind of scuttles over to it, but doesn't do anything to it.
It lights a cigarette.
Gives you a knowing nod.
It has.
Oh my god!
Takes out six of them and uses them as stilts.
No, it's gonna get out.
I cannot get over the fact that Rafina has a terrarium with a god in it. That's so Rafina. Like, this is...
And legs!
Yeah! Does it have, like, any sort of handle, or it just follows Rafina? Wow.
Is it established that it is the warping scorpion?
Yeah.
Or it's, like, a lookalike?
I mean,
You didn't ask it its name.
Do I think it is that, though? Will would... he would have
said
that out
loud. You've seen one scorpion in the past 2 weeks.
Only one.
And it looks like this one.
Oh, there's just a million of them. They're just everywhere. We think it's a god. It's just a basic ass scorpion that populates. It's an invasive scorpion. It's taking over this. That's one of the things. We have to combat this environmental hazard that Savnok has released.
It's Kudzu the scorpion.
Well, I don't want you to retract the terrarium when I tell you this news. So I think I better break it to you myself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What?
I set Halula free.
Wait a second. What?
Guess what? She doesn't remember anything and she wasn't trying to get me arrested.
Rafina, did she just say, I don't remember anything and I'm not going to arrest you? And then you let her go?
No, I said, hi, are you scared of me? And she's like,
No.
Like that.
But have you ever seen acting? Have you ever seen me talk? Was she doing anything that was similar?
She was really happy to run away.
Right.
Wait, that's probably not the right thing to say.
Oh, crap. I cast fly. How long ago was it? I cast fly on myself and I zoom up.
Yeah, nobody knows what time anything is. She was very confused, Will. I don't think we need to worry.
Do you got to go back to Bear Toggle?
What? What do you mean go back? We're here.
I mean, like, in town where you guys were ready to go.
Bathwick really wants Halula to see my house, but I... But maybe Halula burned it down. Maybe that's how we'll know if she's evil. Let's go see if my house is burned down.
I mean, I don't think the discussion was ever, is she evil?
That's probably true.
Right?
Will says she's evil. No,
okay, yes. Will says she's evil. No.
He's not... I'm flying up into the sky because he's trying to find Halula. He's trying to find if he can see her anywhere.
Well, we have to go back to the hotel, right? We have to go at least pick up the things we left there before we...
What if it's not there? And that hotel was not there.
Yeah.
And that hotel was not there in this reality. How are we going to find them?
Yeah, where's Shimi, guys? He went with you. Is he dead?
We didn't bring him underwater. He didn't have a key.
So he must be in town.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, we got to go find him because he's got Roscoe.
I waved to Will. You're being conspicuous. We're going into town.
I wave back. I don't know if I can hear her. Do I hear her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rufino knows how to project.
Seeing Will up in the air, it suddenly dawns on Bathwick that he could have asked why.
If only Rufina had been there when you got all those gifts.
That's really kind of sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It is. But it was beautiful.
Yes, the yes it was.
And I love, don't regret. I had regrets too. I think I thought of, I was like, we would have, I would have not forgotten freaking.
You just fought a dragon.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember everything.
Yeah. Exactly. You're saying I don't see Halula is what you're saying.
Correct.
Should I roll something? Like you didn't even have me roll or anything, so.
Roll me a perception check.
It's not going to work. I get it. I just... You don't have to let me roll.
You don't see Halula.
All right. Dang it.
The river is... It's not as open as the lake. It's all got trees over the edges and stuff. It's hard to see.
Rufina.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. So who's this Halula poison? You were keeping somebody like a prisoner?
Yeah.
Why? What was so bad about her?
A Will said to keep her tied up.
She thought that I was a serial killer and was trying to turn me into the authorities. And so Will was very determined to make sure she didn't do that.
Wait, this poison thought you were a serial killer?
Yeah.
But you're so sweet.
I know, right?
Are you a serial killer?
I'm pretty sure I'm not. I mean...
Oh, we're in the weirdness territory.
Exactly,
like,
right? The times dimensions of the Zenrake. Yeah.
And memories and things are blurry.
And
yeah.
The sand, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's weird.
Lots of hand waving.
I don't know if we'll ever find out.
Hand waving. Well, who steers this ding boat? Let's go into town and find Roscoe.
Yeah. And Shimi and Bernard and
wait,
Pippa.
We know Roscoe. You Roscoe.
Yeah, but we gotta find Roscoe.
Roscoe's his dog Roscoe.
Hey, we were about to do a who's on first scene, Abby.
Rufina retracts her statement.
Yeah, she just steps back.
Oh, okay.
It still happens anyway. Absolutely.
No, I understand. Your name is Roscoe, but also your dog is named Roscoe. Okay.
Yes.
Don't forget the rutabaga.
What? Oh, you saw? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Rudy.
Does it have eyeballs? Tell me it has little googly eyeballs.
like in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
You haven't seen that movie yet.
Maybe that's what we should do for Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. God. Oh, God, it's the perfect Mother's Day thing. Go fucking do it.
Oh, my God. Like, yes. Literally.
It like, is. Literally, yes. It is a Mother's Day
Not
movie.
Not just because you would like it, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, let's say that Rudy has googly eyes. Is that okay with you, Eric?
No.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.